This is the IC Pixels podcast with David and Anthony Cavins. We're going to talk about design in everyday situations.
Welcome to another episode of the IC Pixels podcast. This is David. Before we get started this week, we definitely want to encourage everyone to go out and vote. If you don't vote,
or die.
You might die. I think Diddy said you would die if you didn't vote, and other people have said the same thing. So
that was a campaign promise that he did not keep.
He did promise to tell you to take that. But remember to go out and vote. This is your opportunity to participate in what happens, and it's really not fair for you to complain if you're not, participating and trying to let your voice be heard. So I guess we can actually talk about what we came to talk about. The topic for this week is elected by design. So me and my brother, we were talking about the election, all the stuff that's going on there, and we were talking about the design, like different people's logos and how each campaign has their different logos and stuff like that. And we were talking about what would happen if we had to vote for our candidate strictly based on their logo and how good we think it looks versus anything regarding their political stance.
I would add, I don't know, maybe normal people don't think like that, but as designers, that's something that we think about all the time. Like, I can't go to a restaurant. If I go to a restaurant and I see that you use papyrus as your font for your
menu,
your logo, I judge you in a way. I mean, we're designers, so we think like that. So, I have to take that into account. Like, when I'm looking at something, like, what does your logo look like? What made you choose that? What do you think? Why do you think that's good? And do you want me to make you a new one for more than $35?
Oh, that comes in the $35 canvas.
Yeah. Well,
I think I don't know. We don't know. We're not part of any political campaigns or anything like that. But it does seem like the logos that you see, you can kind of see on some level who these candidates are trying to appeal to based on the design of their logo in terms of like Bernie Sanders, for example. His logo, when I looked at it, it was definitely leaning towards a younger audience. And, it's kind of the same style that would probably appeal to a younger audience and look like something that, Generation Xers and people that have iPhones and know about the App Store and iTunes and all that stuff would know about, where some of the candidates' logos seem to be more leaning towards something an older, like my parents might look at because they're like, oh, that looks like a logo I can trust. So,
his looks very inviting. So, I guess what we're going to do is we're going to go through a couple. We're not going through all the candidates because that's ridiculous, but not just the main ones that are, running. I mean, all the ones from this, not all of them. Ugh. We're going to compare a couple of candidates from each party and then pick the winners that we would vote for purely based on design out of those. So we'll go through a couple of different people's logos and we're going to pick out some of the best ones.
So what we're going to do, we'll do it by party. So we'll talk about third party logos, Democratic logos, Republican logos. And then if you want to follow along, there's a link in the description where we have all the logos that we're talking about, so you can just go in one place and see them all and kind of know what we're talking about. So it's not just commentary. You can actually see what's going on. So I guess what we're going to do this year, obviously, because there's been the past two presidents have been Democrats, or the past two terms of presidents have been Democrats. There's a whole lot more Republican candidates than there are any other kind of candidates. So
about 16,000.
It's not 16,000, but there was a lot. So we went through the candidates that did run. Some of them didn't make it very far, I'll admit, but we pulled out some of the logos. So the ones we're going to talk about today are obviously Trump, who was, I guess, the main candidate.
unfortunately.
Hey, I'm offended that you don't want to make America great. And I think we may need to edit that part out because I'm hurt. I feel like you're a terrorist and you probably believe in Muslims.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So Trump, Ben Carson, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Kasich. I don't even know that person's first name. Carly Farina, Chris Christie, Bobby Jindal. He didn't stay in it long, but I liked his logo, so he got in. And then Rand, I think it's Paul Rand is his first name. Those are Republican people we're going to talk about. For third-party candidates, there's a lot of them, but a lot of them didn't even have logos. So we're going to talk about Johnson, Jill Stein, and Rocky. I think his name is Rocky Fuentes or something like that.
Who is that?
Like, most of these I hadn't heard of. I heard of Jill Stein, but the rest of them hadn't heard of.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've heard of the Gary Johnson guy, but yeah.
And then finally, obviously for Democrats, we're going to talk about Hillary's logo. That reminds me of FedEx. And we're going to talk about Bernie Sanders' logo. So let's start with the Republicrats. I mean, the Republicans.
All right. First, looking at a couple of the ones that I would just immediately throw out.
Well, let me say, probably, the one I would throw out immediately is Paul Rand, or Rand
yeah,
Paul,
that's
whatever
what
his name is.
Say.
His logo is just Rand, and it's got some fire over it, and it looks like it might be like an Olympic thing, or like, it reminds me of a college logo, maybe, like, because it's got that burning flame thing on the top.
It really doesn't tell me anything about him. It doesn't say anything to me. I just noticed something. It does have like a little like cool thing element to it. The torch.
Oh yeah, I like that.
The bottom of the torch between the eight. That's kind of cool, right there. How he did that.
Yeah.
But
the rest of it.
So when he's in, so if he's in the Olympics at any point, that's cool. But I mean, but yeah, it still doesn't tell me anything. So that's the first one I would throw out.
It reminds me of the UNCF logo, United Negro College Fund, because it's a torch type of situation, too. And the thing about this is, like, he's running for president. Most of these people, one common theme you'll see is obviously the use of red, white, and blue, but then, like, flag themes, and he doesn't do that.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, and then just with the name Rand, I don't even know what, I mean, that...
Yeah, it doesn't say Rand for president. It just says Rand 2016.
Yeah, like what are you? Are you a what? Yeah, it doesn't tell me anything. So
it does look like a company logo, like a company I would trust to maybe deliver some packages for me or something like that. Some
tires or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it does look like a tire brand too, like Firestone or something like that.
Yeah,
but not a president.
No.
What I don't like about the logo, you can tell how they kind of modified the N. To do the torch thing. And then the space between the N and the D is a little weird to me. But other than that, like, it's not a bad logo. It's just not a good presidential campaign logo, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're a torch manufacturer or you are in the Olympics, then I think that would, you know, you have a company. I mean, you have a country named Rand and you're petitioning to have the Olympics in your country, then I think that would be good. So, or any country that has an A and an N next to each other, like Canada or something like that.
I honestly don't think it's a good Olympic logo either, because it's not interesting.
Well, just the A and the N action thing. That was
cool, but the rest of it, no.
No. Yeah. But you know, if you need some ideas.
Yeah. If you're looking for ideas for your Olympic logo or for your package delivery service or tire company, look at Paul Rand's logo. The other logo I would have to kick out in round one. Oh, there's so many, but
Christie.
Well, let me see Christie's. So Christie, just for those listening, it just says Christie 2016. What I do like about it is the font is not like old man. It's not an old font. It looks like up to date at least. Yeah.
But there's no like, there's not much design to it at all. It doesn't. Yeah.
I mean, it's
kind of clean,
font.
But it's just like we're going to use two fonts and two colors and boom.
Yeah.
Then we can go to lunch. That was a fat joke. But Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's nothing to it. I mean, like some of the other ones, it's not telling me anything. It doesn't look like they spent much time thinking about it.
And it doesn't say, it doesn't communicate presidential to me.
Yeah. I mean, well, looking at the tagline, I guess you could make an argument for it because it's like the tagline is telling it like it is. And it's just like, oh, we're just going to keep it simple and plain and just.
Yeah, but telling it like it is, that could be a TV show, that could be like a comedian's tour, or like that could be a lot of stuff. And that doesn't
could communicate. Be a late night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Late night show. Yeah. Christy, telling you. Yeah. Yeah. Once again, it doesn't have like the, you know, any kind of flag or star. Not that you have to have that, but there's no like, there's no soul in it, I guess you could say.
Well, it's just not interesting. It doesn't. It's not interesting. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, not at all.
So honestly, I don't like Rand's. Like Rand has other issues, but Rand does feel like it was more designed than Chris Christie's logo.
Yeah.
So the other logo I was going to say we need to get out now is Kasich. So his logo is just his name, and then above it, he's got like a K with some stripes next to it that's kind of reminiscent of a flag. But yeah. The American flag does not have red and blue stripes, and it doesn't have a K on it. So that logo, it doesn't look presidential.
I like it better than the other two, but
I don't feel like it's presidential. I don't know. I just don't like that logo. It's very, very simple. And then his slogan is Kasich is for us with the us underlined. I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like the underlined part at all. Yeah. It's like, it's almost like, did you get it? Did you get what I did there?
You see that line?
It's for us. But it's also a U.S. for United States.
Yeah,
I don't like that part.
That's like when rappers rap something and then they stop and say, did you get it? And they have to say it again. It's like,
oh, yeah, I hate that.
It's like, no. If you have to stop and tell me, then it was probably whack.
I got to re-record my mixtape now. I mean, I don't know. That flag doesn't bother me that much, honestly.
I think I would like it better if the K was white or something else was different.
White. Yeah. Well, I got to be white, though.
That's the only way you're going to make America great again.
Oh, okay. No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't hate that one, but yeah. I mean, yeah, that would be, it's better than Christie's and Rand's, but it's not still much. Not.
So
it's clean, though. I'll give it that.
So the other logos I don't like. Well, let's talk about Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio, what he did was he wrote his name. I like that it's lowercase because I guess that's kind of appealing to a younger crowd. Like it's not so formal that it's all lowercase. Yeah. Instead of putting a space between his name, he put the words together, red on Marco, blue on Rubio. So I thought that was interesting. It's more hip, I guess, to do that. And then for the I in Rubio, he put the shape of the United States. Yeah, I don't like
that part.
I don't know what he's trying to communicate there. Because to me, it's like Marco Rubio is bigger than the United States. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like really weird. It's like when they it feels like they designed it and they were like, oh, we need something. Make the eye of America. Like, I don't know. It's kind of like, it just feels like, when you're looking at it from a distance, it looks like somebody like smudged something there.
Yeah, I feel like from a distance, you wouldn't even notice. It's like, I like logos like that, like the Rand logo, where you look closely and like, oh, I see this cool little element that you did. But on the other hand, if that is the only cool element and I don't notice it, then it's not that great.
Yeah, I mean, they could have done other things. They could have done something with like a flag or something with the eye or something or one of the letters. Or there's a lot of things they could have done. I mean, he got enough O's in his name. He could have bit right off of Obama and did something with the O, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's a really weird, I don't know why they did that. It just does not go right.
Besides those issues, I see a major weakness in this logo that it doesn't work well in a square situation. And that's a twofold weakness because that eye, for you to see that the United States, the dot on the eye is United States, it's got to be a decent size. But if you needed to put this like on a shirt, like on a lapel pin, or like on a shirt, you know, like on the, your polo, you got the horse or whatever.
Yeah.
That's going to have to be shrunk down pretty small. And the United States doesn't look like the United States anymore. It looks like a red dot on the eye.
Yeah. I mean, and you can't, I mean, if that's the only option they have, you, it's hard to reduce that in size and to, like, you know, put it in a different format.
But when particularly is, it's got to be wide and it's got to be pretty big for it to work. Otherwise, it's just Marco Rubio, no tagline, nothing else with it.
I'm with a smudge above the eye.
Yeah. So what did you think of Carly Farina's logo?
I like it.
How much do you like Macy's?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if I like it because it looks like the Macy's logo, or if it's just purely like on the strength of the design. I mean, you know, like the whole star and the A kind of thing. So she's got her name spelled out, and then there's an A, and then there's like a star that's for the line in the A. It looks like a lot like Macy's. I don't hate it though. I mean, it's simple. It gets, I think it gets the point across, and it actually says what she is trying to do under it. It says for president. So I think it, I think it's effective. I mean, they, yeah, she bit off of Macy's obviously, but it, that may be, you know, a road in, because you're like, oh, I like it. That looks familiar. And you're like, I don't know why. And it's like, oh, because that's what Macy's, but, you know.
Yeah, she, it's like, if she had just, if she had gone full out and fully bit Macy's, it would have been a problem, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I don't mind it from a design perspective. It's not my favorite. Like, if this was on a sheet of other logos for her, I probably wouldn't pick it. But compared to some of the other options for other candidates, I don't mind it.
Well, you don't know what else was on that sheet of her logo.
Yeah, so they may have had some terrible ideas, but I don't know. I'm not going to say, like, as a female candidate, she should have done something different or anything like that, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I think it works for what it, I mean, it worked, it would work well in the square. You can read it. It says what she's doing. I mean, it gets the point across with the star and everything. I think it's effective.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I think it works. I mean, we haven't gone through all of them yet, but right now, out of what we've gone,
yeah, it's probably through, the strongest one we've talked about so far.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So who else should we throw out?
I was going to mention Ted Cruz.
Yeah, that one. My problem with it isn't, I mean, it's got like a lot of the design things we were saying that you need. It kind of gets across the point what he's trying to do, you know, what, that he's running for some kind of office and everything. So we got the flag and the torch and every, like, fire and all that kind of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it just looks, it's not very unique. I think that's what bothers me about it.
So when I was looking up these presidential logos, when I searched Ted Cruz logos, there were several comparisons comparing like his logo to like energy companies and stuff like that. I forget what energy. I think I'm with BG&E or one of those companies. BG&E's logo doesn't look like that, but I know I've seen an energy company that has a blue flame type of thing that's very similar to Ted Cruz's logo. So that whole fire thing, that's a little weird, but honestly, I don't think it's a bad logo. I don't think it doesn't stand out. It's not going to stand out from a crowd or anything like that. It's not like great, but I don't think it's bad, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really have a lot of personality to it, but neither does he. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's not anything unique. It just kind of, it's like there.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I mean, it's like classic, like, political logo, I think, in my mind, that's what it feels like.
I feel
like
you can switch out that name for anybody else, and it would just work.
Yeah, it would have worked.
It's one of those template logos, I feel like, almost, because I could see this as an energy company or some other type of company where fire is an appropriate metaphor, and they would use that. Yeah, because other than that, I mean, I will say that his logo is kind of up to date in some areas, because like he's got the two names run together. He's got the 2016 tucked up on top of his last name. So those are like some little touches that kind of make it a little more modern. It doesn't look as dated as like a John McCain's logo from a few years back or any of those. Yeah. But Yeah,
I don't remember what it's.
It was just like Times New Roman and Capitals or something. It probably wasn't Times New Roman. It was like probably maybe been Felix Titling or something like that. But it was just a serif font in all caps, yeah. I think, or something like that. It was very, very basic. Yeah. If I was going to compare it to something, I might compare it to Trump's logo. So I guess now we can talk about Trump's logo.
Well, we didn't talk about... Yeah, we can talk about that. Well, because you've got two on this list. You've got the one with him and his running mate, and then there's one with just him.
I don't think either of them are good. No. So in this election, he wouldn't win. He wouldn't be a nominee for the Republican Party. They're both very basic.
There's
very little design to them. Like, so the Trump-Pence logo, where Trump is penetrating Pence, has a little more design to it.
Yeah. It's just, I think it's given off the... I'm not sure that's the impression they wanted to give off.
With the penetration?
It's kind of aggressive. Yeah. Kind of, I've seen a lot of people talk about it. It's just like, wow.
That's what you're going for.
Yeah, and then the other one was just him by himself. It's very, like, just loud and like, boom, here's my name, and that should be all that
matters. Yeah, there's no design to it. It's like a box with some stars on it. It's very, very simple. The Trump-Pence logo kind of reminds me of... not the New York Yankees, but it's similar. Like New York Yankees, St. Louis Cardinals. Like a lot of them have those logos where there's letters overlapping and stuff like that.
Yeah, like colleges and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's what that reminds me of. I mean, it's interesting how they made that try to be a flag.
Yeah, I mean, I like how they like incorporate it into the flag thing. But yeah, then it gets like really aggressive when you look at it for a while and it gets really like... It bothers you after a while until you look at it for a while. It's just like,
the thing that bothers me is the on the flag, how, you know, on the American flag, the blue goes all like it's in a square in the top left. But on here, it's not like that. They would have had to make the T and the P smaller to do that. But yeah, that's weird to me. I know, like, you can't choose your candidate's last name or whatever. But the P just kind of causes that problem.
Yeah.
So.
That's why he penetrated it.
So I don't know. I don't care for that logo. Either one of them. Neither of them are like.
Yeah.
Like they're like some. Well, so I'll say the one where it's just Trump's name. I feel like it's something that I could create in Microsoft Word. Like with some flip art or something like that. The other one is more designy, but I still don't think it's a good logo. I don't think it's something that's designed to be appealing to someone in my age range or my generation or my social economic status or anything like that. It's just Trump.
Or education level.
Well, it's not my fault.
I think it's one of those things that you design, you may have designed, and you're like, I kind of get this, and it goes through there, and it's kind of cool, and it made it fit, and then you're like, wait a minute, no, that looks crazy. You wouldn't actually put that out.
Yeah, and the font, the thing is like, well, like we mentioned earlier, if I see something that was quote-unquote designed, but I'm like, hold up, that's a font that I have on my computer and I use like in regular everyday life. Yeah. Then I feel like, you didn't really try if you're using just a basic font. Like,
but you just made it bigger and louder
like some of these other ones, I don't know. They might've been using basic fonts, but they did something interesting with it and there's nothing interesting.
Well, there. I mean, this one, I mean, I don't like from design standpoint, I don't think either one of them works that great or interesting, but I think they're very telling of, I mean, they get across the personality for sure. I mean, they're effective in that way where you can look at it and you can tell what kind of person they are.
Well, I guess that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I could see him telling somebody to design it that way. I'm sure he was standing over there.
Somebody probably designed something better and was like, he was like, you're fired.
Yeah. I'm sure that was. It's like, my name's not big enough or something like that. And then I want 4 stars and then just make it large. Huge. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, those are out. Who's next? We got Ben Carson or Bobby Jindal. So both of their logos kind of, well, they have that little element with the flag on the letter action going on.
Yeah, I honestly, of the Republican candidates, I like Bobby Jindal, however you say his name. I like his logo probably the most.
Yeah.
I like what he did with the J with the flag elements on it. It's got the stars and stripes and everything. That would work on a white background as well as on dark blue like he has it there. I notice in all the Republican candidates, there's a lot of running names together, like Bobby Jindal, Christie did it. Ted Cruz did it, Marco Rubio, Ben Carson. Like a lot of them put their names together. And I think that is a kind of a conscious step on at least some of their behalves to kind of appeal to the younger audience.
Because
if you look at previous years, they haven't been doing that as much. I mean, I haven't done extensive research, so I'm probably wrong. If you know I'm wrong, leave a comment or something or email me. But I like his logo. Ben Carson's logo. So while Carson was still in the race, I never looked at his logo, never really cared about anything he was saying, except for that stuff about the pyramids and Stonehenge or something. But it was entertaining. But
that's how people with bumper stickers for, but I never saw that logo until we lit up.
I saw some Carson for America stuff and I was like, what? Someone actually got a bumper sticker, but it didn't have this logo on it. What I do like about it, like, I like the thing that he did with the A. Basically, there's an A in the word America, and he's got it. It kind of looks like a flag, and it's an eagle, and it's pretty cool, actually, what he did there, because it's the eagle with the wing up.
Yeah.
But
the thing is,
go ahead.
It bothers me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because the stars, it suffers from that issue of if you reduce that, you can't tell what you're looking at. It's like too much going on in one place.
Yeah. So the weakness of that logo is that it's too wide. If he had stacked it.
Yeah.
And put Carson on top and America was sticking out because America's longer than Carson, then I probably think it would have been better. I mean, he's got a tagline, heal, inspire, revive. That's not terrible. The other thing that makes this logo stand out to me, not necessarily in a good way, is that it's like got a goldish color in it. It's not just the typical red, white, and blue. Which is, I don't know why that choice was made. It's not necessarily a bad, I won't say it's a positive or negative, but it definitely stands out to me because it's not the standard colors.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't work on top of the heal, inspire, revive in different colors, different hues of blue and red than what's in the other. That part.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
If you just take away that, that would be better.
Yeah, because red and the revive doesn't match the red and the flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, so I will caveat that I don't know if these are like, this is the official logo that the designer did. This is just what I found when I Googled Ben Carson logo. So somebody might have, this might be a knockoff or something like that. But I still think like, I feel like this logo has potential. I like what they did with the A and the flag and the eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of powerful. Like if you did something better with that, it would be cool. I don't know if the way it was implemented here works well because it's like Marco Rubio's logo where when you scale it down, it's weird.
Yeah. It's just like, what is that? Yeah.
And you can tell, sorry to cut you off, but you could tell when you look at it that actually that A in America is bigger than all the other A's. It's bigger than all the other letters. Yeah. It's like they had to make it bigger in order to fit all the stars and the eagle and the stripes on there.
And the guns and the, the troops. It's doing too much. It's too much for one letter to do. I would have, personally, if I was designing, I wanted to do that. I would have extended the stripes, like the wing of the eagle, out over some of the other letters, like out over the M or the E, like extend it out over that. Spread it out and then sprinkle the stars somewhere else, maybe in Carson.
Yeah.
Like sprinkle them around, like spread the wealth around, because it's like too much going on in the A. Because like, yeah, it's like the, it's like they saw the Jindal logo and they're like, yeah, 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 I want that.
Yeah, they did all the design in one place.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, let's see. I think that's all the Republicans we were going to talk about. I have to say, out of the Republicans, I'm going to... So, my ticket is going to be Bobby Jindal and Ben Carson as vice president for the Republicans.
I would probably go with... I don't know. I'd go with Carly. And then for vice president, I would go with... Jindal. Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to judge you. Politics is a sensitive topic. So,
you want to do third party or Democrats next?
Let's talk about third party.
Okay.
So, we have, Johnson. I don't even know these people's first name. Johnson. Well,
Gary Johnson.
Okay. Gary Johnson and whoever Weld is, Jill Stein and Rocky Fuentes or something. I think his name is Rocky De La Fuentes or something like that. Okay. I'd never seen that logo before. So I guess we'll talk about that logo first. What do you think of it?
I'm trying to figure out if they go together. Are these, is it two or is it all? I wonder if it, that's all displayed together when you see it. But it's got like a F that's also an R that's like split.
His last name is Fuentes or something like that. So those are kind of his initials. Okay. I'll say that.
Okay. No, I kind of like that because it's got that and then it's got the 2016 under and then the star that doesn't feel like it's really needed, but I guess they needed to put something there. I kind of like that part of it. And then it's just Rocky, We the People. I think it kind of works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with what he did there. Could have done more, but...
What bothers me... So, I just Googled him. His name is Rocky De La Fuente.
Okay.
I might be pronouncing that wrong, but... Sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh, sorry.
So, the part that bothers me... I feel like the 2016 and the star are almost like an afterthought.
Just like,
it's like the star, the placement on the star. Yeah. So the star is just kind of randomly sitting there, and I'm not sure why. I almost wish the star was like in the downstroke of the F or somewhere else.
Yeah.
He could have put the stars by the We the People next to Rocky. Like, there's a lot of other places you could put that. And in 2016, the same thing. I'm like, why is that just sitting there? Because it's interrupting the bottom of the R a little bit. It's not terrible, but it's weird. Now, the other part that bothers me is his name is Rocky, and his last name is De La Fuente. So he dropped the De La, like De La Soul or something, and just went with the Fuente. Fuente, however you say it. But the part that bothers me about that is that it's backwards. Like, if my name is David Cavins, so if I had a logo, it should be DC. It shouldn't be CD. Mm. And in here, he's got FR instead of RF. Yeah. I understand why he did it. It makes perfect sense. But just that bothers me from that perspective. Other than that, I don't have any problems with the design. The design's not bad. And then his name isn't
Fuentes, Rocky. I mean, well, his last name isn't Fuentes. It's De La Fuentes. So if you're...
I don't know how that works, like with the De La names or the any of those names. Like, if your name was Anthony the Great, well, I mean, would you just write Anthony Great, or would you always write Anthony the? Or what would your logo be?
Please say the.
Please say the baby.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I think that's nitpicky stuff. If I just look at the logo, if I don't know his name, if I just look at the logo, I'll say the logo's not bad. I am bothered by the 2016 and the star because they're not red and they're not blue. They're black. So they really seem like an afterthought. My ideas for fixing this, I know this isn't our topic, but I'll mention it anyway. If he had stacked the 2016, so it was 20 and then 16 below it.
Yeah.
Then he could have used that to create the bar, the downstroke of the F, And that might have been strong. I don't know. I might have liked that better. Because then the R would be kind of uninterrupted. Because now, visually, when you back up from it, it takes a second to say, oh, that's an R. Because there is some stuff there that doesn't belong on an R.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's being really nitpicky with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we only have three logos for the third-party candidates.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was just...
Like, I take this election seriously. I don't know about you. Right.
I mean, this is a serious choice, and you can't take this lightly, so...
The next 4 years of our future is dependent on this choice. But...
I would have... I mean, the 2016, I would leave that there... Use a wider font, I'd use a wider font. I'd take the star, put it in the downstroke of the F, and that make it black, and make the star white, and then change the color of the 2016 to the same blue, and then send an invoice.
$35 payable to Anthony.
For 12 reoccurring payments of $35.
Four easy payments, $29.99 for a limited time. If you call within the next 35 minutes, we'll give you a Johnson Weld logo as well. So is Johnson Weld, Gary Johnson.
That looks like what's his name's logo, McCain.
It reminds me, it's very reminiscent of John McCain's logo. John McCain had the two little, like those two little slashy things they have in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that with a star in the middle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one sucks. It's very dated. It just feels like, I mean, it just doesn't, it's nothing about that is appealing. Boring.
That's another one of those, I could make that in Microsoft Word. It's literally like it doesn't indicate anything to me. Yeah. I forget what party he was from. It wasn't the Green Party, obviously, but...
Yeah, I mean, not the Green Party. I mean, I don't know what party it's from. Yeah, I don't know. I just heard...
But I don't really have much to say about it because it's so basic. It wasn't really designed. It's like
the PowerPoint template of logos.
Yeah, that does remind me of a PowerPoint. The little slashy things, because that seems like something you would see on a PowerPoint template.
It's just, it's. I mean, I don't know. McCain, I guess it worked for him because, I mean, he was mad old and they kind of... I don't know. Well, I guess it didn't work for him, but, you know. It's just really boring. I don't know why you would go for something like that. Nobody wants to put that on a shirt. You know, you can't, like, market that. It just, you know.
I think this is definitely indicative of the, well, not this logo, but it. Our discussion is definitely indicative of the change in how, I guess, you know, marketing is becoming more important in everything. Blame. Because we're talking about presidential logos.
Thanks, Obama.
Looking back, it's his fault. But looking back, I look back a little bit at a few of the previous years, like presidential things and stuff like that. And a lot of them looked just like this Johnson Weld thing. Because that in back in the day, like it wasn't as much social media and all, you know, whatever it is that's causes. It wasn't as much. It didn't matter as much that your logo looked good. It just had to say your name and be big enough. No misspellings or whatever. Because
people care more about, like, you know, I guess what you were talking about than, but yeah, I don't know. I guess, I mean, it's easy to say that, but I mean, I don't know.
And I don't know if it was design trends
that were different back then, so.
Yeah. It might have been that, but I feel like now there's more. I guess it matters more what your brand looks like because we're around more good design. Yeah. I guess
when we see branding.
Like everybody's got an Apple iPhone or an Apple computer or whatever, and the design is strong there. And design is becoming more important because appearance is more important because you got to be on the gram, you got to be on Facebook, you got to be on Twitter or whatever, and you're going to see pictures of things and stuff like that. So design is becoming more important.
You have to have, you know, a profile picture and you got to, you know, that's important. You don't want to put something up there that's boring and nobody wants to look at that. And I don't know if that's a critique of whether it's a good or a bad thing, but it is it's a thing. I mean, it's, you know, I guess with the, you know, the internet, with the, you know, increased amount of information, then you have to do more to stand out because you're in a, you know, you're,
yeah. Yeah. Everybody's being bombarded with stuff. So I'm probably going to look more at the stuff that looks good to me than Johnson Weld. Sorry.
Yeah. It's just boring. It's the, like we said, it's the PowerPoint template of logos. It's, it's terrible. So, he would not be our
Let's talk about
Jill Stein.
So I had heard people talk about her, but I hadn't bothered to look up her logo or anything like that, because I heard people mention that they were supporting her after Bernie Sanders dropped out. But I only recently looked at her logo. First glance, I like her logo. It does. She is for the Green Party, so the fact that this reminds me of like something I would see on a recycling bin or something like that. I don't think it's very much bad. Like
Dole.
Yeah, like it's something I would see like if I was at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or somewhere like that. I would see this logo on some kind of food or something.
Well, the fonts.
I feel like the
it's
font
kind of old style.
Yeah, that's an old school font because I've seen that font before. But I think the way it was implemented, it does look like Dole. Now I can't unsee
the
Dole.
It's the sun and the O.
So she has a Jill 2016, and then the O is a sun, like sunbeam shooting out. I like how they did the sunbeam shooting out, how they align with the angles on the one and the two in 2016. I like that. I like how they did the sunbeam that shoots across and cuts off the top of the eye. I think that's kind of hot. But yeah, now I see Dole no matter what I look at it.
I like it though. I mean, for me, the colors bother me, but I mean, she's a Green Party. I wouldn't have picked that green, but you know. But yeah, I'd like it. I feel like the color may date it. I mean, the font style is kind of, feels like a, it's a very dull font. But otherwise, though, I mean, the design concepts are solid. I mean, it would work. I mean, it's got the website built right into the logo. But it would work without that also.
Yeah, she has several variations of this. This is just the one I grabbed, but yeah, she's got several variations and they all work pretty well. On this particular one, the .com part is a little weird to me. Like I keep looking at that part. It looks almost like it was kind of tacked on the way the six overlaps the dot and the C and the O kind of intersect each other. That's a little weird. But if we just ignore that part and look at Jill 2016, I think it's not a bad logo. Again, I don't care for the colors, but that's probably defined by someone else. Someone at Dole.
I just noticed that like the way the sun rays, they not only cut off the eye, but also the way it cuts off the bottom of the two and the one. I like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
you said that already, but yeah, I do like that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's an original thought. So the thing that bothers me a little bit now that I look at it some more is like the sun rays that go through the six and the one that goes into the J. I feel like they should probably go all the way through or not go through at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because
it's like a conundrum. One of my teachers in college, my design teachers, used to say it creates a visual conundrum. Because it kind of, you're looking at it and you're like, why doesn't that go all the way through? Why did it stop right there? So, because all the other sun rays either stop in the middle, like on the O, they stop somewhere, or they go out. So you don't see where they stop. I think that might have been, that would be my only gripe with it. Other than that, like, I think we found our presidential candidate for the third party.
Easily.
So our vice presidential candidate would be Rocky. De La Fuente.
And Johnson can be the
Rocky
secretary.
Johnson. Yeah. He can be Secretary of State.
Okay. So,
all right. So
we got two for the Democrats.
Yes. So, It's not going to, like, there's no runners up here because it's either going to be Hillary or Bernie.
Yeah.
So I guess let's start. We mentioned some stuff about Bernie before, but let's talk about his logo a little bit more.
I like it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to, I like it personally. The only, I don't want to nitpick, but the B is kind of just floating off in the middle of nowhere. I think I like, okay, so let's talk about what we like first. I like the using the flag, the blue and the red, the stripe thing. That flag theme is there automatically. They threw the dot on the eye as a star, so that automatically got your flag theme going without really having to do
without using the whole country of America, of the United States.
Yeah. yeah it was more creative than what Marco Rubio did.
Yeah,
I like the font.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a sans serif font, which a lot of people are using sans serif fonts to be kind of hip and new, but it's not a dated serif font either. It's not a Times New Roman, obviously. It's not like a Rockwell, or I don't think it's Rockwell. It might be, but I don't know. But I like that. I like how the R and the N connect to each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
And then, yeah, other than that, and then the spacing is even, because I know we were looking at, let me scroll back down here. We were looking at one of the early logos we looked at. Oh, Rand's logo, where some of the letters were run together and then some weren't, which is inconsistent. On Bernie's logo, the spacing of the letters is consistent for the most part. Mm-hmm. I feel like the E at the end could be a little closer in, or whatever. You know, there's minor nitpicky things, but it's pretty consistent. It's got 2016 at the bottom. Other than that, I like it. No problem.
And I like the flag. It like kind of swoops under it. It gives it like some motion, and it, you know, it feels good looking at it. You feel, I don't know, you like it. You keep looking around at other elements in it. It doesn't, you don't get lost and bored with it very quickly, which I like about it. Part of me wants to move the little flag element up so it covers the bottom of the letters a little bit. I don't know why. It's probably something I would do in designing it. And then move it back down because, like, nah, that didn't work. But
then you realize how bad it was.
But part of me wants to do it just to see what it looked like. But, no, I like it. I would make the star a little bit bigger, probably. Just a little tiny little bigger.
Just a tiny bit, yeah.
But otherwise, no, I think it's a good logo. I mean, even the blue he used, it's not that aggressive.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I like the blue. It's like halfway between navy blue and North Carolina blue or something. But it's a nice different, it definitely sets it apart from all the other standard red and blue and kind of burgundies you'll see.
Yeah.
Because his red is not fully saturated either. His red is a little faded.
Yeah. No, I like it. I think it works. As opposed to Hillary's logo, which I hate.
So Hillary's logo.
That's all we're left with. So we have to talk about it.
I don't think it's terrible.
It's not the worst.
It's definitely better than some I have seen.
It's better than Gary Johnson's.
Yes. Yes, it's better than a couple of those Republican Rands. Yeah. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Hillary might be losing to a Republican.
Yeah, that yeah. Because I don't like the logo.
Yeah, it's not strong. I feel like, so my first feeling when I first saw it, because like I'm not heavy into politics. I definitely don't visit like these people's websites or anything. So I Googled her logo, and the first thought was, this looks like a FedEx logo. Because I know that in the FedEx logo, if you look at it closely, like if you've never looked at the FedEx logo, take a look. There's an arrow in it, and it's very similar to this. Other than that, it's almost like too basic. Like you put an arrow on top of an H.
Yeah, it does. There's no movement in it. And for something with an arrow in it, because the FedEx logo, the arrow is implied. You don't actually
it's
see
not like, person. Look, we put an arrow on here.
Yeah, it's just slapped right on there. There's no like division between the colors or anything. It's just literally, like, it's so blocky. I don't know why it's so square and just. It's like it's trying to have movement, but it doesn't. I keep on realizing, like, as I talk about these logos, they really do fit people's like personality. Like, it's trying to do something, but the but it's just not working very well. It's just kind of there. It's like, I mean, I don't know. I've never seen such a stagnant logo with a with an arrow in it. Like, why?
Well, like, you know, an H doesn't really lend itself well to movement, but the choice of font.
You don't have to use that font.
Yeah. I don't like that font particularly. Like, where it says Hillary for America, that font doesn't look bad, but the font that was used for the H is not the same font. What bothers me, besides the basicness of it, because again, this is not like a clip art logo. It's designed, but this is very simple. But what bothers me about it is the spacing. So if you look at it, the width of the downstrokes, I'm sure there's a technical term for that and I should know it, but the downstrokes on the H are a certain width. The space between the downstrokes on the H is a certain width. All those are approximately equal. But then there's a space of the point, the length of the point of the arrow that sticks out of the H is a different size.
Yeah.
And that kind of throws it off for me a little bit. I'm not saying that it should have been longer, because that might not have helped either. But
it may
have
helped. I just can't think of why would they do something so blocky? I don't know why they would do that. I mean, and then I don't like the way there's no like breakup of negative space between the arrow and the H. I mean, just something in there would have, you know, just to break it apart.
Yeah, that red right next to blue. It's not always a good, like, you keep some white in there. It looks a little better to have white, red, white, blue than red right next to the blue. Because honestly, like, if you think about it, like, if they took on the side with the arrow, if they took the blue parts off and if it was just an implied H.
Mm-hmm. That would have been better.
That probably would have been better.
Yeah. I was wondering if, that would be impossible to explain, but I think the best thing that would help this logo is to just do a different one.
Yeah, I would try it like this. If this was on the option list, it could be considered, but I would definitely want to do something with a different font. Because I almost think, like, right now what we're looking at, Bernie Sanders' logo is right below this. The font Bernie used would work for Hillary.
Yeah.
Because it's a serif font. Like, a serif font is cool, especially when you have an H. Like, you have a cool letter like an H to use, and you're going to use a sans serif font that's just a big block. And it's a big square. Yeah. It's not that great.
She could have used, like, a cursive font or something with some kind of, like, personality. Because, it's, like, really, really boring. I almost wonder if it's one of those things where they designed a bunch of logos for her, and they showed them to her, and they left this one on there. And
they were hoping she wouldn't pick it.
Yeah, and that's happened to both of us a lot of times. Any designer will tell you that. You show people the bad logos, they're always going to pick the bad logos. And I bet that's what happened. She was like, that one. And they're like, oh, no.
Like, this was just a placeholder.
Yeah.
Like, you tell them you're going to give them 3 samples.
Because of that.
Yeah.
But so I blame them for that. They shouldn't have done that. But
I think a better font would have helped. I, like you were saying, like, about using a cursive or like a more swoopy type font. Yeah. I can see why they wouldn't do that. Like, you're a woman. Like, the same. I was going to say the same thing about Carly's logo. I was like, it would have been cool if they'd done something more feminine. But on the other hand, you are, you're stepping into a male dominated arena. So I understand why you would go for something kind of more gender neutral or FedEx-y. Like, I'm going to move these boxes for America. But
I think she should have done something. She could have done exactly. She could have jacked Carly's logo almost entirely. Instead of going, I feel like she overcompensated.
Yeah. She did go a little far on the man side with this.
Like,
this is definitely a manly logo.
It's way too blocky. Like, I mean, the dudes didn't even do that much. And it's like way too. She should have just stole Carly's logo.
So if she'd done, like, Hillary, just the word Hillary in a serif font, like the Bernie font, I'm just keep going back to that because it's on my screen, but like that with a star for the dot on the I. And then the other thing is, like, you've got H-I-L-L. That's perfect for putting some stripes on because you've got stripes.
Yeah.
There's a lot you could do there.
Yeah. There's a lot. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we need to submit some designs for 2020. I don't know. But, because, there's so much that could have been done with that that did not have to look like this. Because it's just...
It doesn't look like a presidential candidate logo. It looks more like some sort of business logo to me.
Yeah, some kind of like packaging company or something like that. Some like really boring company that doesn't do anything anybody cares about.
It looks like a company that like a company where you don't have to, your logo is not going to get you customers. No. It's just like, yeah, we do this. We're the only ones. FedEx has a good logo, but like, if you think of like UPS or FedEx, like you need them.
Yeah.
So their logo does not have to be good. And this is kind of feels like that, where the logo doesn't have to be good and doesn't have to really connect with anybody, because it's like, well, who else are you going to do? What else are you going
to
use?
Like, for a company to just sell wholesale like parts to somebody, it's just like nobody cares. They're just looking for, I don't know, pipes. It's like,
Hillary Logistics Services.
Yeah. And like, they're the only one in town that does it. They've been doing it for like 20 years. They don't need to change anything. They've already got their customer base. Nobody cares. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, because I would say that Hillary, from a political standpoint, Hillary's got to appeal to women voters for them to trust her. And obviously she's got to appeal to men voters, male voters as well. So I don't feel like this logo would be appealing to a female audience, or even maybe it's not appealing in general, but I don't feel like it would be work for
anyone
trying to reach out to a female audience.
No, it's not working for, it's not, you know, I mean, not that, you know, your logo should be everything and that's all you stand for and that should be everything. But I mean, if you can make your logo work for you, then that's awesome. Like, I mean, if you can be out there, you know, campaigning while you don't have to do anything, and it's showcasing your personality, then it's going to do that. I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like the gold standard for that is Obama right now, because he did a great job with the branding, where, you know, it was good design. And you're coming from somebody that has like a name that may not be that common. Not that any of these people on these lists have common name. Well, maybe some of them, but Gary Johnson, that's kind of common. But some of these people have some, what you would say, uncommon name. But, you know, he did a great job of branding, working with what he had, and then making that work for him. So, vote Barack Obama in 20... I mean, oh, wait.
You're just saying that because he's black.
You're right. You're right.
So, with all that being said, so the Democratic candidate will be Bernie Sanders with Hillary Clinton as his vice president.
So overall, who has the best logo overall?
That's what we're coming to. I would have to say, in the final election, it's going to be Bernie Sanders, Jill Stein, and Bobby Jindal on my side. I think you had Carly.
Yeah, because that Macy's thing, I don't know why I keep on thinking about Macy's.
You just like Macy's.
it's just clean. The Jindal logo, it bothers me for something about it bothers me, honestly.
So for me,
they should have made the stripes thicker.
Maybe. On my voting, I would, out of the candidates that are available, I would vote for Bobby Jindal. I'll vote for Bobby Jindal's logo to be the winner, because it would be a tight race between him and Bernie, honestly, because I like Bernie's logo, but I really like Jindal's logo. And I'll say it's because last week in our last podcast, we talked about like Nike's logo, how it can be broken down and used in pieces or used all together. I like Bobby Jindal's for the same reason. It can be broken down where you just use the J with the flag joint. You can use it with his name and the tagline. You can use it in pieces or whatever. Bernie's logo, if I needed to put that into a square situation, it's going to have to get pretty small to work.
And it doesn't have any elements
that can live by. Yeah, there's no standalone elements. So that's why I will vote for Bobby Jindal. Jill Stein, yeah. I mean, I do like her logo, but hers kind of suffers from the same thing in that it can't be broken down any farther than it already is. Like, you can drop the, you know, the website stuff and taglines and things like that, but it doesn't have a standalone element you could use for other things. And so, Bobby Jindal.
And
So out of your candidates, were Carly, Jill Stein, and Bernie, I guess.
Yeah.
So who wins?
I'm going to go with Carly for the win. I know she bit that logo directly from Macy's, but I do like it. I'm going to go with her for the win. But it's not because hers is so, I think hers is so amazing, but, and it could, you know, represent America, and you could run with that as a element, standalone element. Because Bernie doesn't have a standalone element that you get run with.
Yeah.
His logo is good, but it doesn't have a standalone element. But I would put his next, and then Jill Stein, I would, yeah, for the third one. I mean, I like her logo. I like what it's doing with design elements. I don't like the color, and it does look like dull. That's my problem with it. It looks kind of dated.
So, all right. So we've determined how we're going to vote in the 2016 logo design elections. Who would be the ultimate loser?
Yeah.
Who would get the least amount of votes in your mind?
Just based on their logo?
Yeah.
I want to say Johnson just because that looks incredibly boring, but the Trump logo, just, I don't know, just something about it makes me think that whoever that is, they're a dick. But then Christie's logo is really incredibly boring. I don't know, probably Gary Johnson, because it's just really like, why would you do that?
Yeah, it's kind of tough to take my personal feelings about these people out of it, but I would say the ultimate loser from a design perspective, from my perspective, is definitely going to be Gary Johnson. The runner-up loser,
Christy?
Nah, Christy. So Christy, I feel like, has some design element to it. I don't know where it is, but it at least looks like it was
whoever designed the font.
No. But I'm saying it looks like it was designed in the last 10 years or something. It looks.
Oh well, yeah. It looks like current.
It looks current-ish.
They could have done something to that. Like,
I wouldn't call it a logo because it's not really designed. It's just like, let's use the font and then let's use the regular version of the font.
Yeah. They could have done something to anything to
yeah.
Just
there's no
add an element to
little
it.
Elements to it that I feel like. So, the runners up for, in terms of losers would probably for me be Kasich. There's a little flag thing. It's just like it's cliche almost to do the little flag thing. You see it so many places, so I don't think it's that great. And then Trump, just because it's not a good logo.
Yeah. And those are not with my personal feelings.
Yeah, don't let anything we say on our podcast influence how you vote, unless you're voting based on design, which I would not recommend.
Yeah.
I don't make all my decisions based on design, because that would be bad.
Do consider it, because if you really analyze it, it does say something about a person, but it's more so a statement of character versus, like, what you should vote for them or not. So, it just, you know.
All right, well, that's our episode 2. We've done it twice. Back at you again. Thanks for tuning in. Of course, please remember to comment and rate and subscribe to our podcast so that we know that someone is listening besides people we know and people we threatened.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah. Follow us. Check out our website, alienmuffin.com. Make sure you subscribe, like my brother said. We're also on the social media.
I actually tweeted once or twice this week, so you can check that out. Twitter account is at alienmuffin. My personal stuff, at Dave Cavins on Twitter, DCAVE12, DCAVE12, number 12 on Instagram.
What's the 12 for?
I don't know. So I used to have another account, and then
it was 11.
No, my other account was, if I think, I don't remember what my other account was, but Instagram wanted me to verify my email address, and it just started having issues. It wouldn't send me the email so I could verify my email address, and then finally it just shut down my account. So I lost all my followers. I only had like 100, maybe.
Oh, no. You'll never sell those.
Yeah, I had a thriving fitness tea and waist. A thriving waist trainer business going on that account, so I got to start all over. I don't know what I'm going to do. My career as a thoughtrepreneur was just ruined by that. So I had to go get a real job as a graphic designer. So
We all have
it's hard out here. So where can they find you, Anthony?
You cannot find me in these streets because I don't leave the house very often. But that's not relevant. You can find me on the internet. It's AntCave for Twitter and AntCave for Instagram. And use hashtag ThoughtBody. I've got some body suits I'm trying to sell.
Believe anything he says.
But yeah, follow if you like.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again with another episode. Have a good night or a good day. And if it's your birthday, party like it's your birthday.
I didn't really do much for my birthday.
Neither did I. I think I actually went to work.